that rider prize.
Let's go out and make the whole world green.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Tamara Cherry in for Evan Bray, and the phone line is already stacked for green and white prognostications, where you tally up the score, tell us who wins, and the real winner could be you. The Saskatchewan Roughriders, of course, this weekend, they're looking for redemption after a very, very, very painful loss last weekend with that walk-off field goal from the Edmonton Elks, 36-34, ending the game last week. So will the Riders win against the Elks on the Elks home turf this week? Riders are at 4-2-0. Edmonton Elks are at 6-1-0 at Commonwealth Stadium, happening 5 o'clock on Saturday. So what do you think is going to happen? Pick the winner. Tell me what the closest combined score will be, and you could win a $100 co-op gift card from Sherwood Co-op. Give me a call, 1-877-332-8255. Heading to the phone lines, Calvin from Warman. How do you think things are going to go tomorrow, Calvin?
Start it off, do I? Well, I'll tell you what, Tamara, I sure hope you bring me better luck than last week. I had the exact score last week, but I had it on the Riders' side. So I'm really torn about this game. I think it's going to be close. I'm not really sure who's going to win, but I got to vote for the Riders with a 27-24 win over the Elks, a total of 51.
I hope you are right, Calvin, and I'm sending you all the luck that I can, okay?
Thanks a lot.
Enjoy the game. Bye-bye. Okay, heading to Kyle in Regina. Kyle, what do you think is going to happen tomorrow?
I think the Riders are going to win.
Yes.
Total score 53, Saskatchewan 28, Edmonton 25.
Kyle, what do you think is going to bring us ahead this time around?
I don't know. It's hard to beat the same team twice in a row, so I think we can pull it off.
Okay, wonderful. Thanks, Kyle. Good luck.
Go Jers.
Okay. Is it Dennis or Denis?
Dennis.
Dennis, calling from Regina. What are you looking for this weekend, Dennis?
Well, I think we're going to have a very similar game, but with a different result. The Riders 33, Eskimos 27, Elks 27 for a total of 60.
I hope you're right, Dennis. What do you think is going to change things for us this weekend?
Well, I just, I think Fajardo is going to have a good game, but our defense is going to come up and just stop them short.
All right. I hope you're right, Dennis. Good luck this weekend. Enjoy the game. Bye-bye. Mark calling from Swift Current. Mark, are you optimistic as our first callers on green and white prognostications?
I hope so, because I got the Riders winning 30-25 for a total of 55.
So very similar scores coming through, but all wins for the Riders so far. What makes you confident that we're going to take it home this time when we couldn't eke it out last weekend?
I think our defense is going to be a lot tighter, and they're going to be on Fajardo a lot more, I think, this game.
Wonderful. Well, I hope you're right, Mark. Good luck. Enjoy the game.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, we are heading to Marina in Regina. It's green and white prognostications. What do you prognosticate for the Riders this weekend, Marina?
I'm picking the Riders 32, Edmonton 29, total of 61. And I hope our kicking game gets it together.
I hope so too, Marina. Thank you.
Okay.
It'll be an exciting game if your prognostication is correct, Marina. And as everybody so far has been calling in, these all sound like very exciting, nail-biting games, but everybody coming through for a Riders win at this point. Brett in North Battleford, are you gonna stick with the trend with a Riders win for this weekend?
You bet. I think the Riders, it's kind of a redemption time from the, breakdowns and poor kicking that they had the game before. I look for the Riders to beat Edmonton. Plus, I have a $100 bet on this one. So 31-23 Riders.
31-23. So you have a $100 bet and you're hoping to win a $100 co-op gift card. I hope we're not getting too greedy here, Brett.
Yeah, plus I'm going to the game too. So there's a lot on the plate.
Bring that green to Edmonton, Brett. Thanks for calling. Have fun at the game. Drive safe. All right, heading to Terry in Regina. Terry, what do you expect is going to happen this weekend?
I think Edmonton's going to spank them, 36-21.
Not a spanking, Terry! No!
Yeah,
why?
I think it's just going to get worse.
Uh-oh.
Edmonton's hot right now, and Ryder's got to pull up their socks.
All right. I really hope you're wrong, Terry.
Me too.
Good luck, but I hope you're wrong.
Okay.
All right. Heading to Don in Saskatoon. Don, what are you thinking? Is it going to be a Riders redemption story?
Oh, for sure.
Excellent. What do you think the score is going to be?
24-21 for the Riders.
24-21. Total score of 45 from Don in Saskatoon. I hope you are right, and that would sound like another exciting game. Thanks, Don.
You bet. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks. Okay, heading to Warman now with Chris. Chris, what are you expecting to see tomorrow in Edmonton?
I'm expecting to see a Rider win 33-24 for a total of 57.
Nice. And how do you think they're going to be able to eke this one out when they couldn't last weekend, Chris?
I think the defense is going to be better, and I think they're going to pick Fajardo up a couple times.
I hope you're right, Chris.
I hope so, too.
Okay. Good luck. Take care. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to take a couple more calls before we head to break. Blair calling from Saskatoon on Green and White Prognostications. Blair, what are you expecting to see in Edmonton this week?
I've got a total of 63, Saskatchewan 33, and Edmonton 30.
Yes. That sounds like an exciting game. What do you think is going to be the special sauce for us this weekend, Blair?
I think a little more time grieving Delkey will kind of make the difference for us. If you go with 3 points for the home team all the time, it'd be 33-27, given the 33-30.
All right. I love that, Blair. And thank you for that, and good luck this weekend. Yeah, there was last week was a hard week for many reasons, not the least of which for the Riders is grieving the loss of their teammate. So hopefully they'll be able to bring home a victory this weekend. Let's do a couple more calls. Lots of people waiting on the line. Mel calling from Saskatoon. What are you thinking is going to happen in Edmonton this weekend, Mel?
Well, I think that the Elks are going to win this one. They're running on a high. They're going to have a stadium, biggest fan base that we've seen yet in the CFL for a couple of years, perhaps. It's going to be a 44 total, 27-17 for the Elks.
Oh, goodness. I hope you're not right, Mel. I hope you're not right. Enjoy the game. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Greg calling from Moose Jaw. Greg, what are your green and white prognostications for this weekend?
Tamara, I'm going to have to go with the Elks as well. There, I'm afraid total score 55, 34 for the Elks and 21 for the Riders.
You think the Elks are just flying too high? No slowing them down right now?
I think the Riders would be hard-pressed.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Greg and Moose Jaw. We are going to go to a quick break. So if you're on the line, as some of you are, just keep holding on. We're going to go for a quick break, and we're going to be right back here on Green and White Prognostications. What do you think is going to happen? Will there be a victory? Will there be a redemption story for the Riders as they go for the back half of their home and home with the Elks tomorrow afternoon? Give me a call, 1-877-332-8255. You're listening to 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
Everybody here is out of sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive.
Well, I hope that the Riders are going to be dancing in the moonlight tomorrow night after a win over the Edmonton Elks. It is the redemption story that Saskatchewanians are looking for, as you know, after a very, 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 very painful loss against the Elks on our home turf last weekend. We're now heading to Edmonton's home turf for the second half of this home and home with the Elks tomorrow. And it is time for green and white prognostications. Who do you think will win, and what do you think the final score will be? Tally up the total, and you could win a $100 co-op gift card from Sherwood Co-op. It's green and white prognostications, 1-877-332-8255. Wanda, you've been waiting patiently on the line. What are you expecting tomorrow?
Well, unfortunately, I think Edmonton's going to come out winning again, and I'm thinking the score will be 34 for Edmonton and 24 for the Riders, with a total of 58. And perhaps I'll just jinx and maybe the Riders will win. But I'm sort of thinking Edmonton's got, they're going strong, so I think they're going to win.
This will be a jinx that you're willing to sacrifice, though, right, Wanda? You can do without that gift card if it can bring us home the win.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you very much, Wanda. Good luck. And bad luck for you. We don't want the Edmonton Elks to win. But have a wonderful long weekend.
You too.
Take care. Thank you. Okay, we're heading to Lynette on the road to Edmonton. Lynette?
Yes, we're going to Edmonton. We're going to the game.
All right. What are you expecting to see there?
I'm expecting to see the Riders at 27 and the Elks at 17.
Yes. Total score 44 then from Lynette. I hope you're right, Lynette. How are the roads?
Good.
Where are you driving from?
Saskatoon.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I hope the sun keeps shining down on you and on the Riders tomorrow. I hope you're right, Lynette. Good luck and enjoy.
I am. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Drive safe. All right, heading to Glenn in Saskatoon. Glenn, what do you prognosticate for this weekend's Rider game?
Total score is 73. Rider win, 38-35.
Oh, that sounds like a nail-biter, but I like the win, Glenn.
Okay, thank you.
I hope you're right. Have a great weekend. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, Wes calling from Regina. Wes, what do you think we have in store for us tomorrow in Edmonton?
Well, my total is going to be 60, and that's going to be 32-28 for the Rough Riders. And by the way, I was sitting on the 67 last week, and it was there until 14 seconds before the end of the game, and Dwayne in Kerr River got my one, and I didn't. I lost it. I was sitting there. I thought I didn't win.
Oh, yeah,
terrible.
This time, Wes. This time. I hope that you're right. Okay, let's get that Rider win tomorrow.
Hey, thank you.
Good luck. Take care. Bye bye. Okay, Taylor in Saskatoon. Taylor, what do you think is going to happen tomorrow in Edmonton?
Yeah, first thing I want to say, anybody cheering for the Edmonton Elks should lose their vote on here. second of all, I think the Riders are going to win 28-24 with a total of 52 points. Why? Because I think they're going to learn from last week when they should have not kicked the field goal and had Tommy Stevens run 3 yards within two chances to do it. So that's my prediction.
All right, Taylor, but you know, every vote for Edmonton is a vote that will not win, and it gets you closer to the win, though, right? So you need to have some people vote. It doesn't mean they're cheering for the Edmonton Elks. They want that gift card. So I hope you're right, Taylor. Good luck. Enjoy the game this weekend. All right, we're heading to Wayne in Saskatoon. Wayne, green and white prognostications. What are you prognosticating for the Riders over the Elks this weekend?
Oh, you were right, Tamara. I just want that gift card. also, in my thinking, like, we're really got some guys hurt. Edmonton's got a sellout. They're going to just roll them 40-20.
Oh, Edmonton. Wayne, 60-point total. Edmonton 40, Saskatchewan 20. That is painful, Wayne.
I know, but that might get me the silk or the gift card.
You're still going to be cheering for the Riders, though, right,
well,
Wayne?
Of course I am.
Of course. Okay, well, I hope you're wrong.
I hate the Eskimos.
Okay. Well, the Elks now. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you, Tamara.
Enjoy the game. Have a great long weekend. Okay, guys, we've got time for just a few more calls. Brad in Yorkton, what do you think is going to happen tomorrow in Edmonton?
I believe the Riders are going to win 34-31, and our kicker is finally going to surprise us with a walk-off win.
Oh, I hope you're right, Brad. That's a total score of 65, where the Riders win 34-31 for the Elks. Brad, good luck. Enjoy the game. Enjoy your long weekend. Jeremy calling from Sinatula. Jeremy, what do you think is going to happen tomorrow in Edmonton?
Well, I hate to do it, but I'm going to have to go 32-27 for the Elks for 59.
Oh, gosh. How do you do it, Jeremy? I mean,
I hope I'm wrong.
I hope you're wrong. I hope you're wrong. Good luck, Jeremy.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. Wayne. We've got, Wayne in Regina. What do you think is going to happen, Wayne?
Hello. Wow, it's going to be a barn burner.
For who?
42 for the Riders, 40 for Edmonton.
Oh, that sounds like a really good game. Total score of 82.
82 points total, yeah.
Okay, Wayne, that sounds like a great game. Good luck.
And I do believe our kicker is going to have a walk-off three-pointer at the very end.
I hope so. I hope you are right. All right, good luck, Wayne.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, Don in Yorkton. I think you're going to be the last caller, Don. So what's your prediction for tomorrow?
Okay, I got Saskatchewan 35, Edmonton 30 for a total of 65.
Ending on a winning call, Don. Thank you so much to leave this on a high note, green and white for prognostications. I hope you are right, Don, in Yorkton. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
Enjoy the game. Oh, I love green and white prognostications. That is so much fun. Good luck to everybody. And thank you to everybody who called in to play. You could win a $100 co-op gift card from Sherwood Co-op. We'll be back next week. I believe it's going to be Edmonton. It's going to be Evan back next week, bringing you the winner of that. Huge thanks to Nicole, Sarah, and Frank for putting the show together and making everything sound smart and nice behind the scenes. Thank you to all the listeners who texted and called so many calls today. It was just great to talk to you guys. And of course, to all the guests who joined us, have a great, safe, long weekend. Drive safe wherever you may be going. And good luck to anyone who's booked to fly WestJet. I'm Tamara Cherry, in for Evan Bray, only today here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.